Hey, folks, well, it looks like the House actually passed the debt ceiling bill. Now it's off to the Senate, and you're seeing right here it's probably going to be fast-tracked because the Senate's controlled by the Democrats, and they're going to want to push this through for Biden. So nothing wrong with that. So we're probably going to get that resolved today because they're going to fast-track it. But the conundrum that I see is the stock market's not really doing anything. This is tremendously helping the bond market and mortgage rates. We're going to go over that in a second. But we need to take a deep dive into see why other markets aren't really paying attention to the debt ceiling deal, because we thought that was what was holding back everything right now. So let's get to the main information that we have today, and then we're going to discuss this in more detail. So let's get over to our economic calendar for today. So the first piece of the puzzle we see is ADP payroll numbers came out, and their predictions were dismal as usual. So the last three or four readings from the ADP employment numbers were, I don't even know why we talk about them anymore because they're so bad. So let's go over this. The previous reading ADP non-farm payrolls were 291,000 people got new jobs. Their expectations at that time, I think, were half this. Okay, so let's go over to see how they did this time. So they expected 170,000 new jobs to be created. How many were actually created? 278,000. So they missed it by a measly 100,000, which represents a big percentage. So let's throw this out with the bathwater today. And I think that's what most of the markets are doing right now. Let's go over the initial jobless claims. They were right on target. The numbers in the rearview mirror were 230 or 50. My eyesight's bad. 230,000. Expectations were 235,000. It came in at 232,000. Kudos to you guys. ISM manufacturing numbers are coming down like expected. The Federal Reserve says we need people to struggle. So how do you do that? Well, we need manufacturing to drop off, people to lose those jobs, and then not have the money to pay for stuff. That's not me, guys. That's how the Federal Reserve thinks. So let's get over to how the Federal Reserve's thinking is going so far, and I think what's playing some confusion in the markets. So let's get over to this headline right here. So we have Fed Mester. This is a person that sits on the Federal Reserve. Her name is Mester. Says there's no compelling reason to pause rate hikes. Okay, so we saw in yesterday's numbers that the prediction of the Federal Reserve raising rates was about 70%. Okay, so here's what the conflicting information is, though. Then you go to the next thing and you see here, Fed's Jefferson signals a rate pause is on its way. Now, Jefferson is a brand new member of the Fed, and he sits on a very high position. He was just put in his place by President Biden, so he probably has a huge voice in regards to this. So based on this, let's see what the expectations are for the next rate hikes. So we go to the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. We're right here. Let me get my head out of the way to show you guys what's going on with this. So what we're looking at in this caption is basically what we expect the Federal Reserve to do at the next meeting. So that says right here, what is the likelihood that the Fed will change the federal target rate at the upcoming FOMC meeting? Well, we go down through here and here's the probabilities. Yesterday, well, let me just give you some context here. We're right here. Today we're at 5.25 on the federal funds rate. So we're right in this category right through here. Okay. So yesterday, this number right here was 70%. The probability that the Federal Reserve was going to increase rates by a quarter went up to 70%. Now it's down to less than 30%. But they kicked that can a little bit down the road to July, which I'm perfectly fine with all this because what are they doing? Hopefully now they're compiling and looking at the data to make this pendulum move a little bit, because if the numbers come in really good, well, they won't have to do anything. If the numbers come in really bad, they might have to do something. So we don't know. We're going to move as the numbers go through. That's what they should be doing. And it finally looks like, based on these charts, that's actually what they are doing. There is one news of information in regards to anybody out there with an FHA loan. So if you have an FHA loan out there and you're struggling with payments, there is a proposal out there to help you with those payments. I'm kind of conflicted on this, and I should probably just keep my mouth shut, but here's my thinking on this. If you're struggling with an FHA loan right now, and you just went through the forbearance period, so most likely you didn't have a mortgage payment for up to a year and a half, and then that kicked in about, about 8 months ago. Let's say 12 months ago it kicked back in that you needed payments. If you're struggling now on those payments, you probably, again, didn't have to make a mortgage payment for a year and a half, and you probably have a really, really, really good rate. So how they're going to help you reduce those payments, they're kind of beyond me. They're kind of stuck unless they basically come to you and say, okay, we're going to take the arrears that you owe and throw that on the back end, and then we'll just recast your loan. Hopefully that's what they do. They don't come up with any government programs to start stroking more and more of the tax money that they're accumulating to help in this regard. Because here's why I'm saying that, is you're not letting, I guess, nature run its course. And I'll leave it at that for now, because I'm not trying to offend anybody here, but the government seems like they continue to just write checks for every problem that we face, and it's going to kick us in the ass, and it's starting to kick us in the ass now. So let's get over to some of the other context that we want to look at, and that is the bond market. What in the world is going on with mortgage rates now that the Federal Reserve or the Fed or the federal government seems like they're passing this debt ceiling bill? Well, I've been speaking about this, and I said rates are probably going to, they probably have a 0.5% built in because of all this fear. So what I want to show you today right now is the bond markets. What's going on in the bond market? Now, this is the screen that I focus in on all day long. This gives me what's going on with the 10-year treasury. I don't look at that because I'm an educated mortgage advisor. So I look at the mortgage-backed securities market, which are mortgage bonds trading on Wall Street that are the things you should look at. So right now, because I have a green screen, you can't see this, but the MBS market is up 23. So that means rates are going to come down about 0.08. Right around that range, and that starts our descent with mortgage rates. So let's get over to see where mortgage rates are today. Well, let me have to pull up that caption. We're going to go to Mortgage News Daily. We're going to go to mortgage rates, click this, and these are the top six programs people use when they're looking to buy or refinance a house. So here's what you're seeing. Yesterday, mortgage rates went down to 6.88%. We were teetering. We were actually over 7. We were about 7.2% at the beginning of the week. So we went from 7.2 to 6.8. That's almost that 0.5% drop that I said. So if we get another 0.8 or 0.1 reduction in today's rates, should put us at about 6.75 in that range, 6.7 to 6.75. That would be our 0.5% reduction from where we were now that the debt ceiling is fixed. So we called that one pretty good, and I hope things can keep descending from there. So if you like my videos, I'm going to ask you two things to please do for me. Give me a thumbs up if you like the video. And if you do like the video with its educational content and informational content, please don't forget to subscribe, because I put out a lot of videos and I also have a lot of live events that I think you'll find very informative. So that's the report for today. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you found out some knowledge about this and how this is going to affect real estate in 2023 and beyond. Thanks again for watching, guys. God bless. Have a fantastic day, and I'll see you next time. Bye-bye.